We should get out as a. Who listens to this stuff, by the way?
You can go on the website also.
Excuse me?
You can go on the website also.
Oh, yeah? Watch out what I say.
Unless you don't want to.
All donors of the yeshiva.
Well,
you
can stop on the website and say whatever you want.
So we're dealing with the Fini Shurat Adin going, not the Shurat Adin line of law itself, but rather inward concessions and doing more than what we really need, more than what we have to. המקור בתורה. שמור תשמרו את מצוות השם אלוקיכם ועדותיו וחוקיו אשר ציווך. ועשית הישר והטוב בעיני השם למען ייטב לך ובטב ירשת את הארץ הדבר אשר נשבע השם לאבותיך. ועשית הישר והטוב בעיני השם. אומר רש"י, הישר והטוב זו פשרה לפי משורת הדין. אומר רש"י, ישר וטוב, what is the obligation that you have to do? Tell us, you have to do compromise. Okay, sure. לפני משורת הדין means to do something in the middle. Okay? That already gives us a direction that we don't have to give in everything for the other person. Okay? It means finding some compromise. Okay? You don't have to be total altruists, what we call philosophy. Right? Because all the time just gives other people with no regard for what he has for himself. Okay? There are some guidelines. Your life comes before some other person's life. You have to be the famous marshal of two people walking in the desert. And there's only enough water in your canteen for one of you to live. Right? And you shouldn't need these situations, but you have to take care of yourself. So we're not told that first. So sharat lifni mishurat adin. You have to go in, but not told to not ivuti. Don't make it warped. Okay, the other way around. That's Hashi. Ramban puts us more in context of the pasuk. Okay, Ramban says, what do we get the sechar? Okay, the pasuk says, if you look back at the pasukim in source number one, v'asita Hashem atov b'nei Hashem leman itav nachavatav yirshtay taratzav Hashem b'atehu. If you do yashar v'atzav, what will be the reward? The reward, you'll have the goodness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll inherit Eretz Yisrael. What do we need to do? What is v'asid yashar v'atzav to receive that reward? It says that the Ramban pshat, very interesting. On derech ha-pshat yomar, tishmeru mitzvot Hashem ve'edotav v'chukotav, u'techaven v'asiyatam v'asot atov yashar v'inam bilvad. Meaning, the Asir Shabbatot is an extension of Shavuot Tishmeru Net Mitzvot Hashem Elokechem. Keep the mitzvot. Keep the mitzvot and do good. So, it's basically saying it twice. We're saying twice the same thing. Do the mitzvot, do good, means it's the same thing. Says Ramban, do the mitzvot is an action. The Asir Shabbatot has got to do with the intention. Okay? We had a last year, we had the action, we had the intention, and we had the extension. So we have the action, we have the intention. So that's pshat. Alech pshat yomar tishmeru mitzvot Hashem v'atov v'chukotav utchaven l'asiyatan. Second line of Ramban, utchaven l'asiyatan l'asot hatov yashar ve'inam bilvad. Our kavanah should be for the Baruch Hu. We spoke about lishma in Sukkah, right? Sukkah lishma. What is our kavanah when we're doing things for the Baruch Hu, not for ourselves? You could be doing mitzvot, you want to kavanah for Yisroel. Ulemar itav lach havtacha. The vav here is weird because the pasuk doesn't have a vav. But anyway, havtacha. Yomar ki ba'asotcha tov be'inam. If you do what's good in the name of Hashem, you also benefit. Right? We have a tendency to think a lot of times. Let me close the window. Thanks. Yeah, well, thanks. Appreciate it. A lot of us have a tendency to think that if we do good for Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, it's bad for us. Right? We're losing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you know, Ramban says, you do it for Kadosh Baruch Hu, you'll also benefit. You're not going to lose from the fact that you're doing Lashem Shamayim. Lashem Shamayim is also good for you. It's a big thing, you know why? Some time ago, I was sitting. I remember I told you this one. I was sitting with a guy who wasn't He told me he was receiving his salary, but he didn't pay taxes. Yeah, up front, because the guy was receiving his salary. And I was like, I know I'm going to pay so much income tax and so much, you know, it's cost so much. I told my person who was hiring me, I told him, don't give me, don't do it official. I want it off the books. I want to, receive the money. So I said to him, I can understand your debate, because you feel you're losing, instead of making 5,000 shekels, you make 2,500 shekels because you're paying so much tax, right? So I feel, you need to pay the bills. I can understand your dilemma. I understand your need. I can understand your incentive. Let's put it this way. I can understand your incentive. But I said to him, Baruch Hashem, we're living in Israel, right? We're living in Israel, a Jewish country. A talk of the gula, You're not paying tax. Et mi ata choshev shata dofek. Who are you? So much of dofek. How do you say that in English? Nice English. Fooling? No, not fooling. Who are you stealing from? Who are you taking the money from? Right? You're not paying taxes. You don't pay biduach lumi, right? You're not paying health insurance. And you're not paying income tax. What are you doing? I told you, know what you're doing? Right, your neighbor lives beside you. He receives a stipend every month from Bituach Lumi because he doesn't have money, right? You're taking from him. Bituach Lumi doesn't have money to pay him. Bituach Lumi has less money in national insurance, national society, social insurance, what do you call it? Social security?
Social security.
The phrase, okay? You don't pay social security. Who are you taking from? Mainly, you're living in I don't know where, okay? So you say, okay, I don't care about these people. I need to take care of myself. You're in a Jewish country. It's all your brothers, right? Who are you taking from? You don't pay income tax, so there's less budget for the army. What do you think? Where does the army get the money from? From income tax. So the army has less money. We don't develop projects and that, and there's no money. Genius. You don't think of it. You think only of your own personal bank account, and you don't understand that it's like shooting yourself in the leg. Stupid. Really? And you're thinking. The Shmuel tells us if you have kavanah from the Shmuel, you're not going to lose. Okay. You're not going to lose. That's chapter 21. Madrash, ulerabotenu bazeh midrash yafe. Amru zo pshara lifnei shana lehim. So did Rashi bring the midrash or the pshat? Rashi brought the midrash. What's going on? What does usually Rashi tell us he does? Pshat. Biggest joke I've ever heard. Rashi brings so many midrash. Every word in Rashi is from Chazal. He doesn't invent anything. So he says he comes from. So there's millions of articles written on that. Chama Leibovich wrote a lot of articles. You heard of Chama Leibovich?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Actually, I heard her. I got had this book to hear for sure. When I was a child, my parents just taking a shiur. So it's a good experience. And anyway, so she has articles written. A lot of academic studies on. What was Rashi's policy in bringing Midrash, and why is the law of bringing Midrash instead of Pshat? So here he brings the Midrash. Pshara lifnei mishurat hadin. And I ask you guys, why did Rashi not write Pshat and brought the Midrash? What do you think? Jonathan, what do you think?
That it seems like it's its own mitzvah, like a special mitzvah. Why would it need to? Mm-hmm. Why would either just to like emphasize mitzvah we already have?
I would even maybe elaborate more. You would say Shavuot Tishmeru. Is that negative or positive?
Positive.
Yeah, positive. Negative. Keep. Upkeep. Shavuot Tishmeru doesn't mean do. Hishamer is beware or make sure you keep. Shavuot Zachol v'Shavuot. Zachol is a positive. Shavuot is what? Like at least the lotas. That's the Torah, right? Shamot tishmeru the mitzvah. Don't do what you're not supposed to do. The asita, Shabbat is awesome. Do good. Sumera, aseto. could even maybe fill in. He's saying, Rashi is telling us that, you know, it's a specific mitzvah, a very interesting way of looking at it. Other ideas? What did you write? Why did Rashi take the manager from the shop? What do you think? I'll suggest it's all the I suggest it's good. You're wrong. It's just, if you're thinking of it, what did you write? Write anything? No. What? I see something written there.
Not for this one.
Okay. Anyway, any ideas? Okay. Leo?
I'm with the same thing, but it just seems like pretty unnecessary. It's just like the exact same thing as some more teaspoon. It's not really adding anything to that concept.
Even though Rambam said it as the Kavan. But he's saying that's the Rambam said it's Shabbat, maybe it's not so Pshat. Because Vasita is Shabbat, right? So Rambam really connects us to Be'inei Hashem. Shabbat, Be'inei Hashem. Think of what a good brother wants. Don't think about you, what you want, right? Yeah. That's the way the Rambam interprets it. So he really puts a Shabbat on Be'inei Hashem, but that's maybe not so Pshat.
What is the Shabbat on Be'inei Hashem? How does that fit?
Okay. Okay, so your suggestion really is that it seems that it's really repeating Shemot and Shemot and Mitzvot, so Rashi tells us it's not exactly. It's other things. Okay. So we have, so suggestion number one is, John's suggestion is, remind me again. Your suggestion was that?
It's like a new thing, yeah, it's a new Mitzvah.
Okay. Okay, it's a Mitzvah. Okay. We also says Kfilut, it's doubling up, that's why Rashi. I want to suggest a third suggestion. I think both are legitimate, good answers, very good answers. The reason I ask it because it really leads us into the next step, in our fear, is please translate. Is Yashar Metov two terms or one term? What's Yashar are you doing?
Straight.
Tov?
Good.
Are these terms that fill in one another? Do they contradict one another? Somebody goes by the book. By the book. Is he Yashar? Is that usually what's called Yashar?
Yeah,
very straight. What? No? You would maybe translate Yashar honest?
Yeah, I don't like to say Yashar.
Okay, a couple of quotes have to show you, yeah. But I was thinking this could be, and the Yerushalmi actually analyzes it like that, and it goes wrong to it, and there's a pasuk where it says, Tov Yashar Hashem, we'll analyze that maybe next week, but the pasuk says, Tov Yashar Hashem, Al Ken Yorech HaTa'im Badar. The Yerushalmi is good and just, and that's why he teaches us the way for tshuva. Okay, Yorech HaTa'im Badar, he shows us the way to repent, to do tshuva. So the Gemara, or the Midrash, I don't remember exactly what the source of Chazal is, but the source of Chazal is when you look up the Maharal, I don't remember if it is the Maharal, means it in the Tiva Tshuva, is that Imutov lo Yashar, Yashar Shutov, like it's two terms. It means Tov usually means you're outgoing, you're not depending on what needs to be done, but rather on what's good to do, on the outcome. You want to be good. Yashar means you're according to a certain set of rules. It's a bit contradicting. So, Rambam looks at Yashar V'Tov as one term. Yashar V'Tov and Hashem is like together. But if you analyze it literally, I think Rashi maybe have seen the contradiction between these two terms. And Rashi tells us that the solution for this contradiction is what? Sharav L'Fin Shvat. Meaning, if you just take Tov, Tov is outgoing, give you the total altruist. Tov. Right? He's a good person, the grave is good. Right? Lelo gvulot, a chesed person who's like, has no limits. Yashar, too strict. He's Yashar v'Tov, the combination of these two things, gives us the outcome of Pshar from Pshar like that. This would be my suggestion to why Rashi decided to give us this Chazal here, right here, because it gives us a good shot for the contradiction between these two terms. Okay? That is, at least, it doesn't contradict your ideas, okay? It doesn't contradict your ideas, Maybe these ideas could be the incentive to give a different explanation, but also the outcome of this, why we're looking for a different outcome than Ramban, it could be what you brought up, that it's just repetitive in that, and why is it after the Tinshah, the Pshama, I think is a combination between these two terms, okay? That is the Tzivui, the Torah, and this is what connects us, the Tzivui, the command of the Torah, to the halachic term of Lifnei Mishurat Hadin. Okay? We'll see further on that there are other sources for Lifnei Mishurat Hadin. Hopefully we'll get somewhere there. But let's take a look at two applications, which I think we saw, of Lifnei Mishurat Hadin, two halachic applications. When I'm talking about two halachic applications, usually when we talk about Lifnei Mishurat Hadin, it means that it's optional, right? It's a good thing to do. Torah says you should do this. It's up to me, between me and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Could a poor person sue a rich man to get him tzedakah in court? Why not?
He doesn't owe him money.
Okay, right. It's an obligation to give tzedakah. It's an obligation. It's a shuta chovah to give tzedakah.
But the only way the court can make the check of money is if it, like, legally he owes him, then, like, it may be Torah able to, like...
Okay, good, you're saying, it's all about
it. He might, like, from Torah says he might have to, but, like, it doesn't, like, legally...
Yeah, morning cheer today. What do we have morning cheer today? We said mitzvah baba veira is right between, what? It's got a religious thing. Right? Gezel, right? Gazul is a legal thing, right? Yeah, sorry, I got you. But we talked about two levels, two realms, right? The religious one and the legal one. Is the obligation of tzedakah a religious obligation or a legal obligation? Good. I can sue in court only if I have what type of rights? Religious rights or legal rights?
Legal
rights. Yefemo. That's why I can't. Okay, it's exactly what you were saying. Just maybe a bit more to definitions. There's differentiation between these two things. Now, is lifnei mishurat hadin a legal right of the person who's supposed to receive the lifnei mishurat hadin, or is it a religious obligation on me? What would you say?
Religious obligation.
Religious obligation. Anybody disagree? If I'm obligated to do tzedakah, it's like I'm not obligated to do tzedakah. I see that Shabbat Tov, right? Do tzedakah, towards the do tzedakah, do tzedakah, right? That is what, that is our initial understanding of this mitzvah. But what's the chiddush in these sources 4 to 7 that you saw is that the religious obligation has legal teeth. In certain areas, Chazal instituted as a legal right. Okay, and these two halachot are one, what we call Dina Deva Mitzvah, and two Good or Good. Okay, Dina Deva Mitzvah and Good. What are these two things? I'll just, I know you learned them, but we'll just go through. Chik Chak. Dina Deva Mitzvah is that if two people have, one person has a land, plot of land here, plot A, okay? Plot B is for sale. Is that up? Plot B is for sale. Now, this is up for sale. Two clients, two potential clients want to buy. Mr. A and Mr. C, who has a plot of land here. Who gets preference? Mr. A. Why? Because for him, if he has to buy another plot of land here, right, instead of this one, he's going to have to, it's a big balagan, right? So for him, it's very, very convenient to have the second plot beside his first plot. Let's just have one big plot, put that on the wall, and have one big plot. Uh-huh. That's Dina Deva Mitzvah. Mitzvah means a border. Mitzvah is gvul. Okay? When we say Ma'idus. Is it Ma'idus and Shabbos? Okay. Mm-hmm. What tune do you sing? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, let's try. Nachalat
Yakarira
Beli
Nacharim
Nachalat. Okay, good. Okay. בלי מצרים נחלה. נחלת יעקב ירש, בלי מצרים נחלה. Let's understand מה אנחנו אומרים כל שבת. Okay? Let's give some out of an exam afterwards. Okay? That's if we do it always. So, בלי מצרים. מה זה נחלה בלי מצרים? Right? If you keep Shabbos, you get an unlimited amount of שכר. Okay? נחלה בלי מצרים. You get a נחלה, a plot that doesn't have any more. You get like unlimited. Yeah, it's great. Eh? נחלת יעקב ירש. That's יעקב אבינו. That's נחלה יעקב אבינו. ואכלתיך נחלת יעקב אביך כפי השם דיבר. Right? פסוקים עם ישעיהו. אם תשיב משבת רגליך, עשו לך חפציך ביום קודשי, וקראת לשבת עונג גדול של מכובד, חיבתו מצלות דרכיך, לצורך לצלך ודוריון דבר, אז יתקבתיך במתי אבץ, no, אז whatever, נחלתיך, נחלת יעקב אביך, כי זה what's נחלת יעקב אביך, או זה נחלה ויעקב, נחלה ויעקב, וזה המלמדים נחלה. בסדר? זה נחלה בלי מצרים, without borders. So, בא מצרה, is the person who borders with you. Okay? Means a person has a gvul, mishutaf. Okay? Mina mitza ka vavati. You know that one? No. Mina mitza. Okay. Mina mitza. Mitza is like, now we're talking all about the news. Like Iran wants to close up the straits. Straits. The cable rules the straits. Mitzarim. Okay? Mitzarim. It's very narrow. It's a condensed. It's small. So bli mitzarim is like wide. Anani babel chav. Right? Wide. Okay? So dina de bar mitzra is halacha. Now, is this just a, does Mr. B, who's selling his thing, doing a favor to Mr. A and selling it not to Mr. C, or does he have to do it? Ma halacha? He has to do it. Not only that, Mr. A can file a lawsuit against Mr. B and force him to sell it to him. Let's say Mr. B is drafting the contract now with Mr. C. Mr. A says, hey, I want it, it's near my thing. He can go to the basement and say, I demand to cancel the contract between B and C because I want to buy it. And the basement is going to force Mr. B to sell it with that. Would you believe? So on one hand, it's the finisher of the team. So it's a religious obligation. On the other hand, it's enforceable. That means Chazal, sometimes in certain cases where they understood, where it's a classic definition of Shu'at, they instituted it as a legal right. So it's not Medina Doraita like that, but Chazal instituted in light of Dasi Tei Shabbatov, instituted this halacha. That's what it says Harambam. Let's look at Harambam number 4, it'll be more interesting. Yeah.
Rav Paul also wrote out this case on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. His case. He discussed it with me. Yeah, we discussed it. Yeah. So yeah. What was his muskan?
He didn't. He said he's going to get an answer from the Posek later this week.
What was the verdict?
Oh,
like, do you know the verdict?
No. I mean, Svara, basic Svara says it's very complex. The whole deal about mitzvah is a siman kuf fine hay, and Choshen Mishpat is like a very very long siman, a lot of little details, and it's in Bava Metzia, like towards the end of Bava Metzia. I must say my own vidui that it's a siman that I didn't really learn. So I don't even know a lot about what's there. So, but Svara says that the only case you can force Mr. B to sell Mr. A, not Mr. C, if there's no significant loss. If he's offering $50,000 for the plot, and he's offering $20,000 for the plot, there's no sense to make him force him to sell it for $20,000 to that Jason guy, not the $50,000. Yeah, same thing with regard to apartments. If this guy only wants to buy the machsan, and the other guy wants to buy the whole apartment, they won't be able to sell the apartment because there's no machsan. It doesn't make sense to force them to sell them only the machsan and not all the rest. Okay? This is practical Zvah. Okay? It makes sense that I have to lose. Yes, but we'll see later on, not today, because we're going to have to finish soon. But actually next week we'll elaborate more on this issue, like we'll get the practical implications that are relevant to each one of us. And general case, general parameters for the Yifnim Shuvat Adim, where we see, and then we'll decide how much do I need? Do I really need to lose to be able to, for the Yifnim Shuvat Adim? Do I need to lose, or only if it doesn't make a difference, do a favor to the person who benefit more? Okay, let's see the Rambam. One of the Rambam Makor Alba Kol Amotzeim Kol Karka Uvanu Shnayim. Somebody wants to sell his land. Uvanu Shnayim Kol Chaminu Mi Kach V'Demi Meinu. ואין אחד מהם בעל המצב. אם היה אחד מיושבי העיר ואחד משכני השדה, שכן העיר קודם, okay, the neighbor, okay, a neighbor who lives beside you is more important than just a colleague at work. Okay, Shachen Ha'ir is your friend, and Shachen Ha'Sadeh is just a person who works in the office beside you. Okay, your connections are better with your neighbors rather than the person who's just working in the office beside you, usually. Shachen Ha'Temit Chacham Yil Chacham Kodeh. Karov Ha'Temit Chacham Yil Chacham Kodeh. Shachen Ha'Karov. You have a person who's adjacent, and you have a relative who wants to buy it. Hashachen kodem shigam ze bichlal hatov hayashav. So here the Rambam, he uses the words from the Torah, hatov hayashav. The Gemara already says, it's right in the Gemara, but Mitziah Kufchet says that v'asita hayashav hatov dina de bar mitzvah, okay, is the application of v'asita hayashav, the concept of v'asita hayashav hatov. Okay. קנה אחד בקנה, זכה. ואין לך בראש שבו לקדם, לאכול לסלקו, אם אין אחד מבעל המצא. יש לו תיווך חכם לדבר הזה, אלא דרך חסידות לנפש תורה שהיא עושה, In other words, before the transaction is finished, Mr. A can demand for Mr. B to sell him the sale. But if already it's already sold to Mr. C, let's say the transaction already done, and this belongs to Mr. C already, Mr. A cannot sue Mr. C and demand to get it back. Okay, it's done. It's enforceable as long as the deal is not done. But if the deal is not done, that's it. Yeah. Second thing, good or good, just to explain to you a bit before what it means, not all of you, so just to quick, what is good or good? The case of the systemic, there's something, let's take a look at the Rambam in Hilchot Shekhinim, number 6. אחד מהשותפים שאמר לחברו במקום שאין בו דין חלוקה, בדבר שאי אפשר שיחלקו גול שפחה או כלי. Okay, two partners decided to break up the partnership in the company. And there's one machine, okay, they have a printing company, and one printing machine, what are you going to do? Okay? Or there's one car that the company had, or whatever it is. And then they broke up the partnership in non-good terms. They don't want to split it up like they do, maybe. They're not talking about another, they want to just get finish it up. And they're hateful enough. So they say, I don't want to use it, I'm not going to let you use it. I own this also, you're not going to use it solely. And he says, no, I own half of it, you're not going to use it solely. So, Madin. Madin. So one said to another one, second line in the Rambam number 6, Mechom li chelkecha bekach bekach, o kne minemin keshan avaze. Meaning, I own half and you own half, right? Or, you have to decide, or let me have the object, the utensil, whatever it is, and I'll pay you half of its worth, your part, or take it and pay me. I want half of this money. If you buy something, pay me half of like the half of its worth, as much as my part. What does the Rambam say? What is Hadin? Hadin imo vekofin, and that's the word here. Vekofin et hanitban kol lechavro lekot menu. We can enforce it, even though it's what asita yashav hatov. We can enforce it, even though it's a religious obligation. It's enforceable. That Chazal instituted the religious obligation as an enforceable halacha in the dina of good or good, or take it or leave it and pay me half the, I'll pay you half or pay me half. So we see this is important here, that Chazal saw it as such an important concept that they took certain cases which are relevant cases, which are cases which come up, and put it in as legal obligations that one can force the other person to do it. Okay, this is so important. That's the Shabbat. Okay, I'll just okay, it's very important. 6, we have to end here. I'll just end in like half a minute, which I asked you what's the common denominator between Bagi Mishnah and Ramban. Bagi Mishnah, by the way, was a Talmud of the family of Ramban. Okay, Bagi Mishnah was a Talmud of the Ram. He was the Beit Midrash Sfaradi descendants, not like familial descendants, rather like Talmud descendants of Beit Midrash of Ramban. And they both repeat the same concept. There's mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah knows, so the Torah is an eternal Torah. The Torah does not give us all the specifics that are good for all history. The Torah realizes life is dynamic, the world is dynamic, okay? And that's why the Torah does not only give us specific mitzvot which relate to specific cases, but also general rules that tell us what to do in cases that are not mentioned in Torah. And just like Kedoshim to you, be holy people. Okay? And Asita Shalatot are both two concepts that fill in for all the gray areas where the Torah doesn't give us any specific guidance. Okay? That is what's fulfilled here. So here Chazal, in these cases, took it down to very specific things, but still it doesn't mean that the obligation doesn't stay as a general obligation. And so the next step we can do is really find out the parameters of this obligation in cases which were not specified by Chazal. Seven. We'll stop here, and next week we'll, so if you want me to keep the pages, I'll keep them for you. If you want to keep it yourself. Next week we'll finish up this issue and really get through mamash, very practical issues where we can analyze very practical issues and know how to do it. Okay? Is that it?